Welcome to the GBNI podcast.
Our vision is that Girls Brigade Northern Ireland will be recognised as a dynamic, relevant, Christ-centred organisation effectively reaching out to all girls to value, nurture and equip them for life. I really hope you enjoy listening to this episode.
Hi, this is Emma. This year, the Senior and Brigadier Scripture course was based on the Psalms. I have been spending some time lately reflecting on the Psalms and would love to share one of my favourites today. The Psalms are a beautiful collection of songs in the Old Testament written by people like King David who were inspired to write from the heart with praise and lament. The Psalms are a great source of hope in any season of life as they cover so many emotions that at times whenever you can feel like you're on your own and no one understands the highs and the lows, when you open the Psalms and read them, at times I can feel like they've been written just for me, for what I'm experiencing in that moment. What do you think about when you read the Psalms, and which is your favourite? One of my favourites is Psalm 97 verses 1 to 6, and it says this: "The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice. Let farthest coastlands be glad. Dark clouds surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire spreads ahead of him and burns up all his foes. His lightning flashes out across the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord, before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness and every nation sees his glory." Now, you might be thinking that this is not a psalm that you would naturally think to go to, or maybe one that you've ever even spent a lot of time looking at, but I will tell you why I love it and how within it I find so much hope in God. Now, I love visualization. I'm a creative person and I have a very vivid imagination. But for me, this psalm is very creative and I can visualize just the wonder of this thing. But what this psalm helps me understand is God's awesome glory. Now, you might be thinking there are many psalms that reflect the things of God's glory, especially through his creation, and you're absolutely right. But what I love about this psalm is I love thinking big picture. And for me, this thing just sums up how big and how amazing God is. It is absolutely breathtaking. So when I say big picture and thinking about God and his glory, there are three things that remind me of this psalm and completely take my breath away. Number one, I love looking at the stars. On nights when there are no clouds in the sky, and right now there are quite a few of them, I love going out and just looking up. Have you ever done that and noticed that the longer you look, the more stars appear in the beautiful night sky? Number two, I love sitting by the ocean, especially during the summer. If I go up north with friends, I love going down onto the beach, taking my flip-flops off, rolling my jeans up and feeling the sand underneath my feet. Then I love to sit down near the water. I love listening to the waves and looking out to the straight line of the horizon where the sky meets the sea. Finally, number three, Yosemite Valley in California. I was on holiday in California a number of years ago and went to visit Yosemite National Park. And there's a place called Tunnel View that gives you the most spectacular view of the whole of Yosemite Valley. You should Google it or go at some stage. It is amazing and must be seen. And it's huge. So I love these three things. And when I think of this psalm, my mind explodes with imagination. And my heart is so challenged just to even try and consider how big, how awesome, and how breathtaking God is. So why does this psalm and these beautiful things fill my heart with awe and wonder of God and give me hope? Well, at the minute, we are all facing difficult days where our ups and downs may be happening a lot more regularly, with being out of routine and missing and being worried about family and friends. My hope comes from God in this psalm because it reminds me so much that no matter what is going on, God is so much bigger than it all. God is so much bigger than me. He's so much bigger than my friends and my family. And even for all of their beauty and enormity, God is so much bigger than the breathtaking Yosemite Valley. He's so much bigger than the depths of the ocean. and even bigger than the expanse of the stunning night sky with millions of stars. When I think about this psalm and my mind calms down after realising that I can't come anywhere near close to being able to take in or fully comprehend the vastness of God's might and glory and beauty, what I am then reminded of is how small I am in comparison to God. And in that, my hope comes from, even in feeling so small, I remember how important I am to God, and so are you. Let me encourage you to spend some time looking through the Psalms, picking your favourite and taking some time to consider not only why you love it, but also who God is through it.
We would love it if you could share this podcast with others. If you would like to find out more about GB, check out our website, gbni.co.uk. You can also keep up to date with us by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.